Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask them too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. RAWF Radio Network. I am your host, the owner of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. My co-host is here. Please welcome the legend himself.
Hear the rhythms of the music, I buy the product and never use.
and gentlemen, El Vacant is here. Good evening, El Vacant.
¿Cómo está, El Patron?
You must be very happy. We're in Miami. Beautiful weather down here.
It's gorgeous.
Yes, I thought you'd be happy to finally be in a warm pay-per-view in warm weather. So Miami it is. Welcome to Miami. I know we know why.
It's actually strangely nice for Miami, right? It's like 78 degrees right now. I mean, it's like 84% humidity, but you know, I can get used to that. But like 78 degrees, beautiful wind breeze out there. Yeah, how do you love it? Like, I tell you, as soon as we're done here, I'm going down to the beach. I'm just going to hang out.
All right. Whoa, don't hang out. Wait. Oh,
well, you know
okay.
What I mean.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, I mean, I suppose you could if there's a nude beach nearby. But anyways, with that being said, we are just 24 hours away or less than 24 hours away from the big pay-per-view event Unyielding emanating from here in Miami. It's going to be a huge spectacular people gearing up for Immortal next month. And this is the card that will find out who the champions will be at Immortal. It's going to be exciting, going to be interesting, can't wait. And we'll talk more about it as the night goes on. But first, El Vacant, it is rankings. It is rankings time. So do that voodoo you do so well.
Not a bra. What do you mean voodoo? No. All right. All right, everyone. It's been a little while since you've done this. We are currently at 5 out of 8 matches. It's, you know, it's a short month, you know. But here we go. Here's where we stand. 5 out of 8. In 25th place, we have Aaron McFadden. In 24th place, we have Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon Millennial Badger. I don't know whatever. The name just never ends. In 23rd, we have Kane the Governor. In 22nd, we have, hola, it's Cougar. Hi, Cougar. You're in 22nd right now. In 21st place, we have, look at that, clickety-clack. It's a hobo attack. Hobo Ezekiel is in 21st place as we sit right now. In 20th place, this name kind of comes and goes. Strangleheart is in 20th place currently. Oh, in 19th place. Oh, you know, actually, that's kind of surprising with some of the matches he's had of late. But in 19th place currently is Money Sue. In 18th place, we have Tigress. In 17th place, we have... I see you in a little bit. I already have nice brushed-off lap waiting for you. In 16th place, we have Diesel Warrior. In 15th place, we have... Oh, God, the eyes have the hills have eyes. I almost said the eyes have hills, which makes no sense. Right, Uncle Frank. In 14th place, oh, look at that. It's like a family affair. In 14th place, we have Killer Neptune. In 13th place, we have, I saw him come in. The only other man in this company who's allowed to call himself a giant. That's right. Denzel the Giant over there. I see you, big guy. In 12th place, we have Blake Bradley. Really? Blake? Me? Did I read that right?
Blake Effin Bradley, yes. At number 12.
All right. Go ahead. 12th place to Blake Bradley. In 11th place, we have, again, this is kind of out of nowhere, Buckshot. It's not usually up there, but good for him. In 10th place, we have the unsettled Chris Cage. In 9th place, we have the vulture herself, Ava. In 8th place, we have everyone's favorite lickspittle, Jobu. In 7th
everyone's
place,
favorite what?
Lickspittle. The guy who walks around and just, you know, lavishes undue praise upon someone because he gets something out of it.
Okay.
You know, because he's just
fair.
Sucking the claymore.
Fair.
For no apparent reason. Yeah.
Fair.
Okay. In 7th place, we have Big Purple himself, Paragon of Greatness. In 6th place, in 6th place, we have the Immortal Griffith. Tied for 4th place, we have Simply the Best and Starlight. In 3rd place, we have Teflon Chic. That's a little surprising. In 2nd place is Mithras. And in 1st place, and it's been a while since I've said this, in 1st place, currently, at 5 out of 8 matches, is Claymore. You know, he's been making a lot of noise about securing himself a spot in Immortal's headline. And so far, he's on a good route to do that.
Indeed he is, and he's got a big night tomorrow at Unyielding, to be certain. So we'll talk, and we'll talk more about that in here in just a second. But that is your top 25, five out of eight, and of course, tomorrow's Unyielding pay-per-view does end the rankings period, and the new rankings period will go up this start this Wednesday. So, yeah, we'll get that to you all. We'll figure that all out. Tomorrow's Unyielding pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen, will be live right here on the RAWF Radio Network tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So, with that being said, let's get some GM reports in. First up, I have the tag team report from Unstoppabot. Tags report, the top five tag teams, four out of six rounds, are in first, Swords and Scimitars, the Teflon Sheik and Claymore, the reigning champs. That could get interesting. Strong Advice are in second, Marcus Conan and Larry Wrestling. That's a team making a strong push. Desaad and the Giant, Denzel the Giant and Marquis Desaad, are in third. And fourth place is Scottish Blaze, Aaron McFadden and Johnny Blaze. Some teams we don't hear much about, haven't heard much about in recent times, where if ever, making some noise in the tag division. And in fifth place, Dungeons and Dragons, Nox Boogie, and the Paragon of Greatness. Final round has been posted. The tag team title match will be on March 27th on a Superstar. So that will be next weekend. And the next season of tags is now open for signups. Signups will close a week from today, next Saturday, March 26th. So those are, if you haven't gotten the message or Unstoppabot, go to the new tag scene and sign up if you haven't already. All right. That is our GM report from Unstoppabot. Let's now move on to High Voltage Invitational and Anything Goes GM. She is the Cougar. The First Lady of Anarchy is here. Cougs, good evening.
Hello, LA.
That was very nice. I like that. L Vacant. Did she purr?
What did I do?
Nothing. I'm in a very good mood.
But you growled. I heard it.
No, that wasn't a growl. A growl is more like.
Oh wait, did you purr?
I purred.
Oh, even better. Hold on, wait. Let me get the other leg ready for you. Here we go. There you go. Yep. Come on. You haven't sat on my lap in forever.
All right.
Bobby's not even here.
Where do you want to start? Do you have anything for Anything Goes at this point?
I'll start on L Bacon Slap.
Okay. Well, that's a good start for L Bacon anyways.
It absolutely is. It's a wonderful start.
All right, so what's next now that you sat on his lap?
Actually, I do have some graphics that will be getting made for Anything Goes, and I will be getting that scene up probably within the next 7 days. I have about 10 different matches now. Hopefully they'll be fun. Not a lot of trash talk. Some of them had some, but I'm not going to be as picky as I am for High Voltage. Does that make sense? Yeah,
yes.
It's there, and it's supposed to be part of the rules, but I'm not going to really pound on that one. That came out incorrectly.
That's big.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. What's next, Cougs? What you got?
I got a lot of trouble. High Voltage, we have a winner. Close until the end. And the GM vote kind of threw it over the edge, even though not a lot of them voted. But it threw them over. And it also gave somebody that's was in fifth place tied for fourth. So should the winner win and Mithras not take his spot, I'll have to figure out what to do to bring that fourth person in. I haven't quite decided what to do there yet because I've never had this problem. But the winner will be facing Mithras tomorrow is the unsettled Chris Cage.
We have that is that we I've seen that match before, I think, on several occasions, so that's not a shock. Chris Cage once again winning the High Voltage Invitational. He'll be going after Mithras's White Lightning Championship, and I do believe this will be at least the fourth matchup between those two for the White Lightning title in the last few months. So wow. All right, so Chris Cage and Mithras just seem to have a lockdown on that on the White Lightning title. One of the other has been champion, and they've been fighting over that thing for quite a while. All right, so Chris Cage, the unsettled Chris Cage, challenging Mithras tomorrow for the White Lightning Championship. All right, Cougs, anything else you have?
Yep, we had Denzel go on for the next season. He was right behind Chris. I mean, it was so close. He probably could have pulled a hair from his eyebrow. That's how close they were. We also have Eva going on to next season. And a surprise dark horse moving in, Money Sue.
Wow. All right. That is a dark horse.
Those are the. Oh, yeah. I was surprised. I really was.
Well, it sounds like it was a heck of a season, hotly contested, and we will see what happens tomorrow when Chris Cage once again challenges Mithras for the White Lightning Championship. Mithras's night just got a little bit harder, I think. So let me jot that down. All right, done and done. So there will be no tag team title match. Don't need that on there. All right. So with that being said, thank you, Cougs. And stick around. Got a few questions for you as you have a big match tomorrow that we need to discuss. But we'll do that in just a little bit. Let's move on to some tournament reports, El Vacant. And it does not appear it is almost certain we are not going to have a men's title match tomorrow, and we can blame the blackout a few weeks ago for that. The redo of the Arsehole of the Month right now is sitting in the semifinals. You have Teflon Sheik taking on Dev and Wolfie taking on Marquis de Sade. It is in the semifinals there, so that is where we stand as far as Arsehole of the Month goes. Biatch of the Month, however, the redo of that is in the final match. It could possibly be an Estrogen Championship tomorrow at Unyielding, but that match would have to finish by the time, probably in the next, I would say, 14 to 15 hours it needs to finish. And right now it is Tiggs, who is the reigning Estrogen Champion, against Starlight. If Starlight wins, she will challenge Tiggs for the Estrogen title. However, Tiggs wins. She gets to choose her opponent out of anybody that was in the Biatch of the Month. And, you know, that one's looking like it'll be Tiggs, but don't count Starlight out just yet. We will find out, hopefully, within the next few hours, possibly. All right. Of course, there was no extra points tournament this month due to the blackout. That tournament was canceled. So Powerball contendership match, I think we've already mentioned that one was over and won by Claymore. So that one's in the books as well. All right. So with that being said, first of all, let's talk about the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament donation scene. And I want to thank everybody, and I do mean everybody, for their generous donations thus far. We'll probably keep that scene and keep the donations open for about another week. And after that, we'll get all the prizes divvied up and challenged and get the tournament made and start the invite. But as of right now, all vacant. We have committed 183 million coins and 7,500 wrestler bucks and a company. That's what we've got so far committed to the this year's Xanthar, the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. And some very generous donations from a lot of people here in Unstoppable. And it always amazes me, El Vacant, where, you know, the donations to this tournament every year are extremely generous. And people just, I mean, just very extremely generous with their coins. And I appreciate it very much. We appreciate it very much, I should say. So that is where we stand. As I said, the donations will probably take them for another 6 to 7 days. And then we will figure out the Xanthar tournament. All right. So that being said, we got that out of the way. All right. Time to talk about Unyielding, El Vacant. And this one's, we're getting a lot of, got a lot of action in the preview scene. A lot of matches being made in the preview scene this point in time. We get, so here's the lineup thus far. Teflon Sheik will take on Mystic Maniac in a special challenge match. The returning Revenge Gibson just returned to RAWF. She will return tomorrow at Unyielding in a match against Denzel the Giant in a special challenge match. In an Unyielding brawl, we have Nightcrawler taking on Dev. We have Blake Bradley in a special challenge match taking on Starshot. Like I said, a lot of people want to make some noise, make their mark at Unyielding. Blake Bradley and Starshot, don't hear from them a lot, but they both spoke up. They both want to be at Unyielding. They will face each other in a special challenge match. In a four corners match, this one ought to be good. Strangleheart versus DW. Of course, Strangleheart is the king of the four corners match here in RAWF. El Vacant, he has yet to lose. And I want to say his official record is at least 6-0, if not more, in four corners matches. So he takes on DW, which I think will be a pretty tough opponent. But Strangleheart, as I said, he knows this match very well. What are your thoughts on any of these matches that I've mentioned thus far?
I mean, I think they're all supposed to be really good. I want to kind of go back to the Strangleheart thing. Yeah, you're right. He's won all these matches, but he's also kind of picked all of his opponents. So it's sort of that, you know, calling your shot and then being surprised that you won it. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But that being said, you know, the guys, you know, it's not like he's pulled jobbers, right? He's pulled some pretty good names, and he's certainly done so again here. You know, I think it's interesting that this is the match that he seems to excel at, right? And, you know, people keep saying, sure, I'll walk into that. Like, it's, I don't know, you know, maybe when the guy proves himself to be a specialist in something, you don't fight him that way. You know, a lot of very famous historical people have kind of pointed out that you don't do that.
And Wildfire's asking, what is a four corners match? Well, the technical aspect is it's a hardcore match, no bot, no death, and you can only pin your opponent if you've hit four straight turnbuckle smashes. You can only pin after hitting four straight turnbuckle smashes. And so that has got to be you know, that, and Strangleheart knows how to do it. And obviously, and you would think a move like that would not be able to go off four times in a row this often, but apparently it does for Strangleheart. So we will see what happens tomorrow when he faces DW in their four corners match. All right, moving right along, we've got Aaron McFadden taking on the Cougar, and the Cougar answering Aaron McFadden's open challenge last week. She gets to choose the steps per what McFadden said on air. So, and we'll get that information from Cougs here in just a little while. We have a high-voltage steel cage match between the Hawkster and Mithras. This will be Mithras's fifth match. Mithras has five scheduled matches tomorrow at Unyielding. Four title defenses. I'm sorry, three. He has four. Okay, four. Three title defenses and one high-voltage steel cage match against the Hawkster. Not going to be an easy night for the title machine, but then we say that on just about every pay-per-view. Judgment will take on the returning Hotshot Chaz in a scaffold match. Kind of Judgment's specialty. It goes back way back to the very first Immortal when Judgment took on Spicy McHaggis in a scaffold match, El Vacant. So Chaz could be walking into a trap. What do you think?
Almost assuredly. Right. Look what you're talking about. Right.
Yep. Like,
how is it not?
I agree. I totally agree. Judgment, the master manipulator, has got to have something up his sleeve. But another special challenge match that people are called. I don't know what you call it. Someone called it something earlier, and I can't remember. But it's Raven versus the Razor, two RAWF Hall of Famers, will go at it in a special challenge match tomorrow at Unyielding. All right, Champions Choice Championship. As we get into the title matches, Killer Neptune will defend in a handicap match against his opaque brotherhood brothers. Paragon of Greatness and Uncle Frank. However, there is only a certain set of moves that Paragon and Frank can use against Killer Neptune, and they have to spell out Pickle. That, and of course, Killer Neptune can do whatever he wants. But still, 2-on-1, it might be too much for Killer Neptune. We will find out tomorrow at Unyielding. All right, Mithras, as we mentioned, will defend the White Lightning Championship against Chris Cage. And as you know, El Vacant, these two have been going at it for that White Lightning Championship quite often. They went at Jingle Hell Rock, where Mithras defeated Chris Cage. He also beat him at Black Friday. Mithras has actually won three straight. He beat him at Jingle Hell Rock, Black Friday, and Graveyard Smash. However, Chris Cage did beat him at Cataclysm. So it is 1, 2, 3, 4. They fought four different times there toward the end of 2021. They now fight again here at Unyielding. So Mithras seems to have his number, winning the last three, El Vacant. But Chris Cage, as we know, is, as you, the most aptly named man, he's unsettled. He's unpredictable. Where do you see this match going, considering all the other matches Mithras has?
I don't know. It's really going to depend on where Mithras's concentration is that night, tomorrow night. He's got some big matches here, and I would think, if I'm him, right? I can't speak for him. I'm not him. We hang out a lot. I know the guy pretty well, but I can't tell you how he thinks. I can't tell you how he thinks. But I will say, if I'm him, I'm concentrating on keeping the Platinum Dragon and everything else comes second. Right? Like you keep the big belt and everything else is, if you happen to keep it, great.
Well, speaking of that, Mithras' other two matches are both against the same man for two separate titles. He's defending the Powerball Championship and the Platinum Dragon Championship against Claymore, his former ally in Necessary Evil. And we all know what happened, the fallout he had with the entire group from Necessary Evil. This one, Claymore challenging him for two belts. What do you think happens when they face off twice tomorrow?
Honestly, I think they split it. I think each of them is going to probably win one.
But do you know which is which?
If I had to bet, I'd say Claymore's probably going to end up winning Powerball.
All right. Well, that's not too bad of an assessment. Mithras, as you said, would be geared up mostly, I would think. His focus would be on the Platinum Dragon Championship. But we will see tomorrow night in Miami. Kane the Governor defends the Multimedia Championship against the Vulture Eva. Eva getting her first opportunity to win her first RAWF gold. And I'd never know what we're going to get out of her or what she's talking about when she talks. But I have a feeling her focus will be on Kane the Governor tomorrow. Who do you think walks out as Multimedia Champion?
Multimedia? You know, honestly, I hadn't put a lot of thought to that. I mean, what are my options again here? Give me what's going on. Give me my first gut feeling.
Kane the Governor, Eva.
And Kane currently has it, right?
Yep.
And I've picked against Kane every single time, right?
You have.
And he's retained every single time, right?
He has.
All right, I have no choice, and this has nothing to do with Eva. It's just, if you bet on black 800 times and it comes up red 800 times, you bet on red, right? So I'm going to go with Kane.
All right. Well, we shall see. That one's going to be a good one, I think. We're going to see what Eva's got when gold is on the line tomorrow at Unyielding. Triple Crown Championship, the Immortal Griffith defending against Killer Neptune and Joe Boo. But I can almost guarantee that Griff's attention and his focus is going to be on his other match, which we'll talk about in a second. Do you think that either Killer or Joe Boo could possibly take advantage of a distracted Griffith?
Could it happen? Yes, absolutely. It could happen. Griff has a lot of experience in having multiple title matches in one night. He's usually pretty good at retaining most of them. It's rare that, you know, he splits differences, but it has been known to happen. I think especially while we've been talking, I've been noticing that one of his two opponents been out there, you know, flapping his jaws. That's not going to help him at all, because the last thing he needed to do was get Griff to pay more attention to him. Which actually, the funny part is, means that actually what Jobu is doing out there is giving Killer Neptune a better chance at winning.
Yeah, I suppose so, because, yeah, you're right. Griffith and Joe Boo have been going at it in the chat. So, all right. We will find out tomorrow. The Immortal Griffith defends the Triple Crown Championship. Killer Neptune, Joe Boo are his challengers. The Hawkster Bully defends the FUBAR City Championship against Liam O'Shaughnessy, who is a former FUBAR City champion. But Hawkster, you know, the last couple months, two successful title defenses against Liam's good friend Marcus Conan. Do you think that prepared him for facing Liam O'Shaughnessy, the Brick City Bard, tomorrow?
I don't think anything prepares you to face Liam, frankly. If you really watch how he fights, like, he's, he changes it up a lot. Like, you know, the guy you see in a hardcore match is not the guy you see in, you know, a run-of-the-mill match. He's not the guy you see in a title match. Like, he adapts really well. So I don't think, unless you have faced him in a hardcore match, you're not prepared to face him in a hardcore match.
We find out tomorrow if Liam O'Shaughnessy can capture the FUBAR City Championship for the second time.
And frankly, no offense to anyone, but I think he will.
We shall see. That one should be a good one, as will the Midnight Hobo Championship match. And this one, I'm actually, no offense to any other match or any other participant on the card, but this is the one I'm looking forward to the most, the Midnight Hobo Championship, Maeve O'Hare defending against the Paragon of Greatness. And we know how dominant Maeve has been with that championship, but we also know how dominant Paragon can be around this time of year. He would love to go into go into Immortal as Midnight Hobo champion. And but at the same time, he's been giving Maeve all the props in the world, giving her more props than they have over at a wax museum. So who do you like when it's Maeve O'Hare versus the Paragon of Greatness for that Midnight Hobo championship?
I'm going with Maeve. I mean, if Maeve could get out of her own head and actually have some confidence in herself, I go with Maeve. I think she has been performing much better under the big the big spotlight. I think she has a much better record coming into this pay-per-view, in her success rate in pay-per-views than Paragon has had. Paragon has had a lot of, Paragon's been having some performance issues of late, and, doesn't seem to be able to always get the job finished. So I'm just saying, if she's smart, she should be able to take advantage of that and, keep what's hers.
Well, we shall see. That match to me is one of the most intriguing, if not the most intriguing, of the entire card tomorrow. National championship on the line. Chris Cage defends against Luke Cage, and Chris Cage looking to become the longest reigning national champion in RAWF history. But, he's got to get past the power player tomorrow before that can happen. Your thoughts?
So he just came off of a pretty little nasty defeat from Griffith this week. But look, I've been very impressed with Chris Cage for a while now. Say what you want about the guy, right? There's some issues there, but that man is motivated in that ring. And, hard to put down because, well, frankly, he's crazy. And he kind of likes pain. So you punch him and he just fights harder. So you'll punch him again. That being said, I don't know that anyone in his business is going to punch him harder than Luke. So purely for the simple fact that when you get hit by Luke, man, do you get hit by Luke. And Chris is not exactly known for avoiding getting hit. I'm going to go with Luke here.
Okay. Predicting the power player to end Chris Cage's title run with the national championship. Interesting. I don't know that I agree, but at the same time, we know Luke, he knows how to win gold here in RAWF, no doubt about
it. Yes, he does. If Chris can change up how he fights and avoid taking damage, he can easily win that match. But the problem I think he has is that his fighting style is that he happily absorbs damage. That's just, that's not what you want to do against someone like Luke. Although, I will say it also depends on, does Luke show up to the fight?
True enough. Good point. And we find out tomorrow at Unyielding. All right. We now turn our focus to the main event. It is simply the best. STB versus the Immortal Griffith. The looking to win the World Heavyweight Championship for the...
Ninth or eighth? Maybe eighth.
Eight. For the eighth time.
Yeah, he's seventh time. Yeah, so it's eighth time.
Yes. It'll be for the eighth time. And ironically enough, the last time he won the title was last year at Unyielding. So will history repeat itself tomorrow? But I want to point out some things about STB because we don't talk about him as much. Made some history himself. Did you know he's the only former RAWF world champion, past or present, that has also won the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament.
I did not know that.
Yes, it is true. He is actually one of, he actually won the Xanthar tournament. Where did I put it? Hold on. In 2019.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was like 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, 2019. So yeah, 3 years ago, he won the Xanthar Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, and he is the only person of all the winners of the Xanthar tournament to be a RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. So. STB has had a pretty good career here in RAWF. He's also won the men's championship. I believe he's been other titles as well. I don't think, yes, FUBAR City. Just recently he was FUBAR City, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like he's actually been around the block here in RAWF. He's a former men's champion. And he might even have won the multimedia. Let me scan this list here. Yeah, maybe not, but I just, you know, it seems like whenever he's been around, whenever he's on his game, he is certainly in the title picture. And, of course, winning the Xanthar, the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament is no easy feat, as everyone knows, because it is one of the biggest tournaments in Unstoppable every year, where we get it over 100 people at least. So... that is, so STB, he's a tough, he's no slouch. There's no doubt about it. We talk about it, and we know what Griff can do. We talk about Griff, you know, like he is a dominant force. There's no doubt about it. But STB knows what he's doing in that ring, and he may be well prepared for the Immortal Griffith tomorrow. What do you think?
So, I was going to say, having said all of that, do you think he's going to retain against Griffith with everything Griffith has been doing of late?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt about it that the Immortal Griffith right now is like a comet plummeting toward the Earth. You know, he seems to be there seems to be nothing that anybody can do about it. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, does STB have a plan? Because he is an intelligent individual. He didn't get to the RAWF World Championship by being stupid. So I'm just saying, I can see where everyone's saying Griff's going to win this, but there's a lot of people out there that think maybe STB could pull it off. What do you think?
I mean, does he have the ability to pull it off? You'd asked me that 2 months ago. I'd have said no. But... you know, he's now defended that belt. He had a very definitive win over DW. It was quite impressive. And he's had quite a month. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he's currently undefeated this month.
Yes.
Like he seems to, I mean, after he won the title, he went to a major slump, right? But he seems to have pulled out of it, and he's doing pretty well. So I think it's going to be a good fight. If I had to put money on it, I don't bet against Griffith. They just even when I'm wrong, the odds are in my favor to just always bet on him. I make out for the better that way. So I'm still going to bet on him.
All right, well that's fair, totally fair. But we will find out. But so with that being said, and you talk about betting, I need to point out. The Teflon Sheik, yesterday, actually, the Sheik says, place your bets on Yielding 2022 edition, or basically he wants to know what people's predictions were for tomorrow's Unyielding. And I think there's even a cash prize of 1 million coins for anyone, for the closest person. The payout rules are in the scene as well. But a lot of people made predictions. And it is going to be extremely interesting. It's actually pretty close, 50-50 between STB and Griffith. Some people say STB will retain. Some say Griff will win. Folks, if you haven't seen the scene, it's actually quite interesting and quite eye-opening. I'll post the link in here, and you can find out for yourself. I see a lot of people have made predictions in there. All vacant. So And, of course, his scene is sponsored by the Chic Shack. Apparently, he's gone from... Didn't he used to have, like, another restaurant chain or something that...
Yeah,
before?
Yeah, Couscous Caboose. It got shut down by the health department.
Oh, did it? Well, then starting up the Chic Shack. It's an ice cream place. Yeah, when I think of ice cream, I certainly think
of
Pebble
and Chic. Probably made out of goat's milk.
Probably. But, yeah, at any rate, sponsored by the Chic Shack. Unyielding, place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. And apparently he's going to give a crash prize out to anyone who gets them all right or whatever his little system is. But 1 million coins on the line. All right. So we have that. All right. So, Duff, we talked about Claymore and his two big matches tomorrow at Unyielding. I have here a message from Claymore via Vokaroo. Let's take a listen to what the good man has to say.
Good man here. Now, I don't normally do this kind of thing, but if I could just have your attention for 1 minute. You see, my close friend, Hobo Ezekiel, he's going through a tough time lately. He's trying to earn some extra money so he can, you know, afford the luxuries in life. And what's happened here is that he's had to get involved with these job sites. Idiots. Now these people are hounding him, ruining his life. They see him as their route into RAWF, which is obviously preposterous. But as a result, he's suffering quite badly from their harassment. Now I've tried to put my arm around Hobo and console him and let him know that somebody is there for him. I mean, he's in a tag team with Liam, but Liam doesn't seem to be providing the support and care that a man like Hobo needs, a man like Hobo deserves. Hobo is a man who has been downtrodden his entire life, and I have pledged to devote my time to making sure he has a better life. Unfortunately, his tag team partner is too busy with his black Irish friends, so they're all sitting around being plastic paddies talking about how great the crack is, and Hobo is left out. So if you could all be understanding and patient with Hobo, because he's liable to snap at people and he doesn't mean it, he's just a downtrodden soul. But I'm here to lift him up. So if I could just ask you all if you could give him the benefit of the doubt if he appears to be off with you. He's just going through a lot. Okay? Thank you very much for your time.
Well, that certainly wasn't what I was expecting from Claymore tonight, out of all things. You know, I would have thought he'd been talking some smack about the title machine or, you know, but apparently he's got some concerns about Hobo Ezekiel. Do you buy that, L. Vacant? Do you believe
did he say that Black Irish were on crack?
I don't think so. I think it was probably British slang of some sort, but I mean, I suppose the insinuation was there, but I'm more concerned about what he why he all of a sudden has this interest in Hobo Ezekiel.
Why does he have his interest on anything? It's never good. Hobo better watch his back.
I can't disagree. I cannot disagree with that at all. All right. Well, that was Claymore, ladies and gentlemen. Not what I was expecting. Let's hear from the challenger for the Multimedia Championship tomorrow. Let's see if she even talks about it. She's all over the place. Let's see what she has to say this week. Eva.
Stand looking anyone in the face these past weeks or months. I don't even know what she is at this point. She used to be my friend, then my ghoul, my assistant, my right hand, but she has gone astray. Her powers, I thought I could keep her contained, but she's fucking up everything that I stand for, everything that I've worked towards. She does not know what she is messing with. And her strength belongs to me. Am I not the one who has worked her up from nothing? Dragged her out of the dirt? Revere her. Admire her. So much. That would do anything for her. Die for her. To have a innocent girl, right? On the outside. But she is hiding so much forbidden knowledge. The things I could do with such power. Why do people not view me like that? Am I not good enough? I could not even entertain the thought for a second. Nobody is allowed to be better than me. And if they are, I will take it. She is nothing. Nothing without me. So yes, it is not something that I like to admit to. But I've been feeling a certain unrest. An unrest that I cannot explain. Not without admitting that there are powers at play that I have no dominance over. Yet, I am more than adequate to take care of myself. In fact, I do not need anyone else. Why did you decide to waste my precious time? Have you not noticed the state of turmoil this city, this country is in? Yes, I heard you loud and clear. Something about a curse, right? A curse is the least of my problems. So really, tell me why you're here. The masquerade. But you... You cannot walk away from here. Not with what you know. If you would tell anyone, the desire I feel to have, to obtain what I do not, that could be a problem, could it not? Listen very carefully. I do not know exactly why you have come here. The story you spun sounds very unlikely to me, but it does not matter, because you are going to leave here without any recollection. Nothing that we spoke of will be remembered by you. Now, go. And don't come back. Unless I order you to.
Who is she talking about?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's not me.
Well, it's a she. Obviously,
right.
A she. We know this. Okay. Well, I mean, she doesn't talk about the match tomorrow at all, so I'm totally befuddled. But, yeah, she is definitely got her concerns on somebody in RAWF. Of the female persuasion, who that is anybody's guess at this point. But all right, she does face Kane the Governor for the Multimedia Championship tomorrow at Unyielding, and that match is going to be interesting, to say the least, don't you think, O'Hagan?
Yes, to say the least.
All right, well, with that being said, we're going to go to a song break. When we return, we will take some callers. We've got the likes of the lovely Mabel Hare on deck. Judgment is here. Mark Caliber, the First Lady of Anarchy. We need to bring her back and talk to her. And I believe the Immortal Griffith is lurking around as well. All this and much, much more when we return. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Gimme some time to think. I'm in the bathroom looking at me. Facing the mirror is all I need. Wait until the Reaper takes my life. Never gonna get me out alive. I will live a thousand million lives. My patience is waning.
There was never wrong till there was right.
turning the pages of my life, walking the path so many paced a million times, drown out the voices in the air, leaving the ones that never cared, picking the pieces up and building to the sky. My patience is waning, is this entertaining? My patience is waning.
We are back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. I'm Lord Amadeus. This is Ella Vacant. Let's bring back the first, let's see, no, we can't bring that. Let's bring on our Midnight Hobo Champion, actually. She's got a big match defending against the Paragon of Greatness tomorrow at Unyielding. Let's see what kind of mind frame she's in tonight. Elvagan, you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Black Irish's own Maeve O'Hare is here, the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion. Good evening, Maeve.
I'm going to miss hearing that. Good evening, boss man.
You're going to miss hearing Megan. What? You leaving Black Irish? You changing your name?
The reigning Midnight Hobo Champion part.
Wow. Sounds to me like you already expect to lose tomorrow at Unyielding to the Paragon of Greatness.
Have you not been paying attention to the last couple of weeks, boss man?
Well, I mean, that doesn't true enough, but I mean, you've had times like that before, and still during this incredible run you've had with the Hobo title, and still walked in the ring and successfully defended it against some of the RAWF's best competitors. So what makes you think this could be any different for you?
I've had plenty of time to think on it. And, you know, Paragon says all these very nice things about me, about how much he admires me and, you know, what a tactician I am and how you never know what's coming next.
All
and
true.
It's very flattering. Well, thank you, Vacant. But you're always my number one fan, so you're a little bit biased, ain't you?
Okay, fairly enough, I am pretty biased, but still.
But he said all these sweet things, and it's normally would flatter me ego, but I own a calendar, and I know what's coming next, and I heard vacant read the Rankins, and I know where he's sitting. And it's not insurmountable, not with three matches left. And I know that he is going to do everything in his power. His considerable, ancient, godlike power to push himself up to at least number two. And the thing that stands between him and that Rankin spot that he needs so desperately is myself. So no, I don't feel very sanguine about my chances going into tomorrow. That don't mean I'm not going to go out there and fight with everything I got. But you got me, and you got the last of the ancient gods, and you got Immortal up ahead. I didn't get this far by being stupid. I know what I'm facing tomorrow. And I would much rather be pleasantly surprised that I didn't have enough faith in myself than to be overconfident and run into that wrecking ball.
I mean, I can understand where you're coming from, because this is when Paragon, this is his time of year. This is when he starts amping up, for certainly for Immortal, as do many of the other RAWF competitors. But he especially, I mean, he's been in four straight Immortal main events. Whether that's going to happen, it seems unlikely that'll happen for a fifth straight year. But he certainly wants to go into Immortal with something. So definitely, I can understand you being a bit concerned, but I also don't want you to let it get into your head. Oh, Vacant, certainly you've got an opinion on this.
Well, all right, let's do some math here, right? He's currently in seventh, which means there are five people between him and a shot at number one contender, right? In those five people that he has to get past, four of them are facing each other at the event tomorrow. So two of them automatically are going to have losses.
You're not wrong.
Mathematically, I don't know what the point spread is, boss. You have that. I don't have that. But if the point spread isn't large, mathematically, I think he might be able to pull it off.
Well, I won't say whether it's possible or not. I did say it was unlikely, so that if that gives you anything, so be it. But chances are that
unlikely and impossible are very different things, boss man.
Well,
unlikely that a company would have as many, shall we say, special individuals on its roster as RAWF has, but we can all tell that's not impossible.
We shall see, but at the same time, Maeve, you have gone up against the odds many times in this Midnight Hobo title reign, had some tough opponents, and this one is going to be tough. There's no doubt about it, but you've prevailed before. And I think you guys, don't sell yourself short. I think you should feel like you can do it again.
And not that I'm ever going to say that Jobo has ever actually had a good idea in his life ever, but he has suggested that perhaps you just bring a jar of pickles to the ring to distract him.
First Cougs, and now you, why are you all taunting me with food? You're all terrible people and not supportive at all. I don't appreciate it.
I told you I'm a bad Catholic.
You're a terrible Catholic.
Horrible.
Good Lord.
Want some tequila?
No. Core.
I got a whole truck full of chalupas right downstairs.
I thought you were my friend.
I am, and I'm trying to help you not harm yourself by doing this dumb not eating thing.
I've already had me meals for today, thank you. Look, Bossman, here's what it is. Do I expect to walk out of Unyielding still the Midnight Hobo champion? Quite frankly, no. Does that mean that I'm going to go out there and make it easy? Or more Quokra? No. If he wants to claw his way up to number two, he's going to have to earn it. I'm not willing to set aside everything that I've done with this belt over the last... I've lost track of the days, but it's been a good long while. I know I'm still nowhere near the Threshing Machine's record, and I've always said that that's been my goal. I wanted to have the most impressive Midnight Hobo record of anyone in this company. Because right now, I'm not quite there. So yes, I want to hold on to my belt. I want to be the defending champion at Immortal. Of course I do. Anyone with a brain in their skulls wants to be a champion at Immortal. And so what I will say to Morcorcra, who will have to catch the replay because he's traveling from one of the many, many publicity and or charity events that he does, because he's such a giving individual, is this. How much does Immortal mean to you, lad? Because I want it all. Everything you've got. You show me tomorrow how important it is for the marquee at Immortal in Vegas to read Paragon of Greatness.
Well, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Maeve O'Hare, she's not the most confident I've ever heard her, but I have a feeling when the bell rings tomorrow, she's going to be in fight mode. And El Vacant, maybe she's just got some jitters because of who it is she's facing. But it should be, I consider it possibly going to be the greatest match on the card. Good luck to you tomorrow, Maeve, against the Paragon of Greatness. That Midnight Hobo Championship will be on the line, and we will see what happens. Any final words from you?
Not to Morcorcra, but someone else who, and I'm so sorry to offend Jobu, because I know he's going to take offense at the fact that this person's not here to defend himself. But someone else had Black Adder's name in their mouth, and I don't appreciate it. And so I'd just like to issue this reminder to the so-called good man, Claymore. Lad, you and yours have problems enough without picking a fight with Black Irish, because if you come at us, you're not going to like what you get. Jobu, you can run and tell him that, because I know that you lot are real good at carrying messages for one another.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Maeve O'Hare, she faces the Paragon of Greatness tomorrow at Unyielding. Her Midnight Hobo Championship will be on the line. Good luck to you, Maeve. All right. Next up, we're going to bring back... let me make sure she's back. All right. The First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, Cougs. Are you there?
Yes.
So let's talk about the Aaron McFadden challenge that he laid out. You were the first one to step up, and he said on air he would let whoever accepted the challenge name the stipulations. So you've had a week to sit on it. Have you made that decision?
Before I get to that, because of course I've made that decision, I mean, I always get you a champion by pay-per-view. So I always get my decisions done. But first, I want to address a couple things that I've seen going on. Some people seem to think that if you don't step up and slap somebody in the face and say, hey, I'm here watching, you're not watching. Some of us prefer to sit in the rafters and get our information by quietly observing. Just a little information out there for people. Second, when have you ever known me to be just an administrator?
Say that again. What was that? Were you asking a question?
When have you ever known me to be an administrator?
Never.
Thank you. Some seem to think I'm an administrator. So while I was thinking hard on this match I wanted, I decided to go with my strong suit. I mean, I am the mistress of the cage. Unfortunately, it won't be on, but I decided I didn't want fried Aaron for dinner. And I am very good at hardcore, as I ended a one-year reign of one very tough hardcore fighter in Dez, however he pronounces his name. So with that being said, I have decided on a hardcore cage match to destroy Mr. McFadden in.
A hardcore cage match. So basically, it's a high voltage without the voltage, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Like I said, I really don't want barbecued McFadden for dinner.
All right,
that
fair enough.
It
doesn't sound very appetizing. You're right.
No. So
all right.
I will pass on that.
All right. Well, that is the match tomorrow then. The Cougar will take on Aaron McFadden in a hardcore cage match. He allowed you to make the stips, which I thought was a mistake on his part, and I still think it's a mistake on his part. But more power to him, though. That is, he put himself out there. We'll see if indeed the Aaron McFadden, how he fares in the hardcore steel match against an RAWF Hall of Famer.
He's lucky she didn't make it a clause. Use him if you got him match.
Well, I did think about doing one like Cassie and I did last month, but I really didn't feel like going on the streets of Miami and having to deal with the drunk people because the weather's getting nice. And no, I decided I'll just keep us trapped in the cage. And...
yeah, that's not. I don't envy Mr. McFadden tomorrow at Unyielding. All right, Kooks, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And good luck to you tomorrow against Aaron McFadden. That'll be something to see, to say the least. A lot of great matches on the card tomorrow, Joe Boo and Killa Neptune challenging the Immortal Griffith for the Triple Crown Championship. Killa, I mean, he's been Champion's Choice Champion, El Vacant, for a long time, but that title, let's be honest, is not hard to keep a hold of. He's an opportunity to win the Triple Crown Championship tomorrow, but he's got a tough road to hoe when he goes up against the Immortal Griffith and Joe Boo. Well, interesting, though. Interesting dynamic in that entire thing. You got two RAWF Hall of Famers and a man who's been making a lot of noise since his return to wrestling a few months ago in Joe Boo. How do you see that match playing out?
Look, I think smart money's on Griffith to retain, but like I kind of mentioned earlier, right now with Joe Boo, in my opinion, just really unintelligently getting under the skin of Griffith, I think he has opened the door for one of the most opportunistic men in his entire company to sneak in and snag that title. I like, he is literally opening the door for Killa to just backdoor this title.
Quite possibly. I wouldn't put it past Killa if he would be able to pull that off tomorrow. He's definitely a smart individual. However, one of the few mistakes I think he made was a few months ago when he allowed Judgment to take over for and decide his opponents and his stipulations in his championship in his champion's choice championship match. Let's talk to Mr. RAWF now and get his thoughts, not just on that, but on his match tomorrow. Let's bring on.
Every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judgment is here. Good evening, Judge. Judge?
Judge.
Judge.
Judgment. Good evening, Adenoids. How are you?
Okay, apparently he's not back yet. I thought he had returned. Okay. All right, we'll try this. We'll try to talk to him in just a little bit then. So tomorrow's Unyielding here in Miami. You know, this is the ninth Unyielding. We have Immortal will be Immortal Nine, but Unyielding is actually just about a month older than the original Immortal. We've had nine Immortal pay-per-views starting tomorrow. Tomorrow's will be the ninth ever Unyielding, El Vacant. Can you believe that? Nine of them.
That's a lot. I don't think it's the longest running pay-per-view, but it's close, right?
No, the longest running pay-per-view would be Philadelphia Freedom, which actually was our second ever pay-per-view. Before we had Genesis was our first RAWF pay-per-view, and then Philadelphia Freedom was our second one. So Philadelphia Freedom is actually our oldest RAWF pay-per-view. But Unyielding, I mean, that goes back to 2014, the very first one, and we'll talk more tomorrow night about Unyielding's history, but March 9th, 2014, we were in the AT&T Center in San Antonio, Texas, for the very first Unyielding. It also marked the first and possibly only time that two women fought it out for the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship. I cannot remember another time that this happened, but I do believe that is the one and only time it did happen. I would have to look into it further, but I'm 90% sure that is the case. All right. So with that being said, let's bring on now our next guest. He is
down a dead end street like a black cat following a limousine. A brand new problem every time we meet, but the same old reason that the grass ain't green. So self-entitled and your talk is cheap. Leave a path of destruction every time you speak. You burned your bridges, but I just won't leave, 'cause I can't help caring about a friend in need. You drag me down to a hole so deep, I'm crawling.
He is the Crow, Mark Caliber, now joining us on After Hours. Mark, good evening.
Hello.
Hola, señor.
How are you faring tonight? How are you faring tonight, Mark?
Tell you the truth, I'm faring a little different. No, not the whole mind. Went it out there. Things have been a bit strange the last couple of days, actually, as I've been hearing a lot of rumors going around lately.
Rumors? It's not a rumor. What are we talking about? What rumors are we talking about here?
I'm not sure yet, but it's something that I've felt before. In fact, it's something that I just can't say.
Okay. So, okay, you got me for a loss here, Mark. I'm not sure how to react or what to say to this. Unless you give me something concrete to work with, I'm out on a limb. What are we discussing?
I'm still trying to figure this out, but let's just see in the words of Dark Walker, I sense a presence that I have not.
A presence you haven't felt in a long time?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, that could be about anything. Hopefully it isn't a new personality.
No, not. Nothing
okay.
else.
Well, Mark, you don't have a scheduled opponent for tomorrow at Unyielding. And, you know, would you like me to spin the wheel to see who you face? Or what is it you'd like? I'm assuming that you haven't called out, reached out to anybody or challenged anybody that I know of. So if you want, I can just spin the wheel.
Feel free, LA.
Wow, you're going to be taking on a man who just recently returned to RAWF, a former champion here in the company. He is Ghost.
Ooh. Interesting.
That ought to be a good match.
I just think I've actually been around Ghost myself.
Yes, it should be a good match. So that is your opponent tomorrow. Let me jot that down here. And that'll be a good matchup, I think. We'll go with that. And now Excalibur versus Ghost. All right. So anything you have to say to Ghost, Mark?
Well, he better make sure he doesn't win opportunity. Otherwise, wandering around this limbo that is going on between heaven and hell. And if he ever crosses paths with me, which of course he will, if he comes on the wrong end, well, he's going to be stuck in that limbo.
All right, Mark, good luck to you tomorrow against Ghost at Unyielding, and hopefully you'll figure out what it is you'll find what you're looking for as the U2 song. Yeah. Anyways, thank you, Mark. Hopefully he don't come back next week saying you still haven't found what you're looking for. But Anyways, thank you, Mark. All right, I think we have found Judgment. I think he was in the commissary down there. So, Judge, are you there?
Yo, what's up?
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. RAWF Judgment is here. Judge, you have
a...
Judgment.
El Vacant.
Lord Amadeus.
Judgment.
Amadeus.
Right. Anyways. But tomorrow at Unyielding, a match you haven't been in for a while, but it's one that you, you're well-versed in, you're an expert in, and as a matter of fact, we mentioned it earlier, you actually fought the very first Immortal in a scaffold match, which is what tomorrow the returning hotshot Chaz has to face you in. Distinct advantage, I think, for you. Not just because you're more versed in scaffold matches than him, but because he just recently returned. He might have a little rust on him, and you, of course, have been wrestling for years without much of a break, so no rust on you. Your confidence level has got to be pretty high when you face Hotshot Chaz tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely high. I mean, it's Hotshot Chaz. I mean, come on. He wasn't nothing when he was here, so now he took a break and then he came back. He's still going to be nothing. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of rust he has on him. And you know, when I knock him off of that scaffolding, and he crashes down to the little bitty ring down below, and he's laid out, and he's going to be in a world of hurt.
I mean, it's good.
But he does have a good cheerleading system. He does have a good cheerleading system. Because if you go and you look at the sheet scene, 99.9% are pulling for Chaz.
Yeah, that's true. Most of them are predicting Chaz to beat you in the scaffold match. I did notice that. So,
for the record, I am not.
Yes. Actually, El Vacant actually said that you have that you are going to win.
Well, I think you have anything.
I believe you have a distinct advantage in this match.
I got a distinct advantage, and I you know, and Amadeus said I have something conniving up my sleeve. I have nothing conniving up my sleeve, Amadeus. I mean, just because someone, I mean, nothing.
But let's now talk about the Champions Choice match that you created for Killer Neptune, taking on two of his closest friends. Last month it was one of his closest friends. Now it's two. But you have a plan, and I have a feeling. What is going through your head right now?
Oh, nothing. I'm just giving Killer Neptune the chance to prove that he is the champion of champions. He's a champion that he can, no matter what I throw at him. You don't want to, what? Oh, I got a message, sorry. I want to make sure that he knows what he's doing and make sure that he's going to give him a chance to be the champion of the champions. I just got thrown all off, took a message. I just got a text message from someone. But people are texting me during my interview. This is very, very lovely. But I'm giving him a chance to prove that he is worthy of being able to carry that title. And if he makes it through this one, I mean, Immortal is going to be the granddaddy of them all. I have something planned for him. And he's got to get through this to get to Immortal.
Okay.
I could say maybe if you know, give him a little incentive since he's fighting two people. If he can beat these two people and make it to Immortal, he may be able to earn his freedom. Doing that, I won't have to worry about doing his matches anymore. Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that's incentive. If he can make it to Immortal with a champion, you might just give him back his power to choose his own matches?
Yeah, just let him choose his own matches. I think he's growing up to be a big boy.
Okay, well, that's definitely some incentive. Judge, as you know, Immortal coming up in just about a month's time, April 24th, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. And as always, you tend to do the halftime show at Immortal, and I wanted to discuss this with you. I actually have an idea for the halftime show I want to discuss with you behind closed doors, because there's something I want to do that maybe you can help me with. Think we could do that?
Sure, we can do that.
All right. Don't worry. You look a little, why are you looking at me like that?
I've seen your halftime things, and they're really not good. But, okay, we'll see what you got.
What are you talking about, my hat? I never do. I always, okay. Maybe you're right. I've kind of had a couple of doozies, but
I've heard your ideas on things. I mean, look at your hair.
Not funny, Judge. All right. Anything you want? Anything going on in the Hatfield-McCoy division that you'd like to discuss while you're here?
No, nothing right now. We'll discuss it next month when we make the We'll discuss it next month when we do the big one.
All right. So, fair enough. Fair enough. We'll discuss it maybe even next week. All right. With that being said, Judge, anything? Any last words for us or the listeners?
Nothing else. All I got to do is just sit back and get back and I wanted to say one thing to. I want to address someone. Eva is her name. Eva is her name.
Eva, yes.
Eva, darling, let me tell you one thing. You know, predicting me and calling me an absent-minded judgment, it's very, very flattering. But let's you keep doing what we hired you at REWF to do, and that is to babysit the kids down in the playground area. And, you know, you keep giving them their juice boxes and giving them their nap times and things like that. And then when you're able, when we think you've graduated enough to come up to the big boy lead, we'll call for you. So just stay down there, Eva, because you don't want to come up here and cause me to hurt you. That's for another time. That's just a little.
Prediction.
Okay. All right. She got me absent-minded. You know what absent-minded is? Absent-minded is to be absent without a mind.
Hey, Judge.
But Judge? I'm not absent-minded because I'm always here with my mind. Yes.
Why do you call yourself self?
Because self is self to self. I call myself self because self is self. I call myself self because I'm self. What? Call myself self. Yeah, self.
Nope. You're
confused me.
Nope, you're not absent-minded at all. All right.
No, not absent-minded.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you very, very much. And we will talk to you again hopefully tomorrow if you're around for Unyielding, which we will be live on air, folks, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow right here on the RAWF Radio Network. It will be Unyielding, and of course the big pay-per-view coming up on April 24th, where we will have the Xantha the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. We will have the announcement of the RAWF Hall of Fame inductees for this year. And speaking of which, hopefully sometime this week, the scene for your suggestions, for your opinions on who should go into the RAWF Hall of Fame should be up, because the Hall of Fame committee will be meeting in the not-too-distant future to decide on who will be going into this year's RAWF Hall of Fame. All right. With that being said, well, I think we'll go ahead and go right into the promotion segment of our show. And I will start with Mark Caliber. Mark, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
In about 8 days, we will have our
Go ahead.
Everything all right?
Yep.
Okay. In about 8 days, have our Battle for the Thrones pay-per-view. One of our headlining matches will be the Double Jeopardy match, and then the winner round of the tournament, Trevette Gibson, AF Saints, The Death, and First Lady Cougar. Again, one of my favorite tournaments to do. It'll be interesting to see who will wear that crown, because this year there are no former winners in the finale, so we're going to crown our first-time winner of this tournament.
All right. Thank you, Mark. And I kind of prematurely went into promotions. So, Mark, I'm glad you got yours out of the way early. But it's time to bring on now the man who will challenge for the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship and defend his Triple Crown Championship at Unyielding. He is... Immortal Griffith. Sorry about that, Griff. I apologize.
Yeah,
well, blonde. He's right. Anyways, first of all, congratulations on retaining the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship last week against the unsettled Chris Cage. Chris Cage wants to know if he thinks... Thank you, El Vacant. Anything... Chris Cage wants to know, is he famous yet?
Technically, yes. He's now a footnote in the annals of my my records. He's actually not his first time. He's, I believe, it's like second or third time he's faced me for a title. So, but frankly, I mean, I know he's trying to be funny. Look, I'm gonna be straight here. I got a lot of respect for Chris. He came at me the way not many people do, right? Like he didn't try to insult me into a match. He didn't try to play mind games thinking that he might get one over on me. He simply made a case about why he wanted to face me for one of my titles. And when I put a challenge in his path, he didn't whine, he didn't whinge, he didn't bitch. He just simply said yes, and he went and he did it. And how do you do anything other than respect that? Right? This is a guy who put himself in a match with one of the best people we have in this company and overcame that person to earn a shot at me. So good for him. Now, that match didn't go the way he probably wanted. Hopefully he's okay. I may have been a little abrupt with the ending of that match. But he seems to be none too worse for the wear out there. I mean, although, quite frankly, if he had a concussion, how would you know? Simply put, look, Chris, it was a good match. It was an honor to have a match with you. I'm sure I'll see you again soon. That being said, I've got two much larger matches to deal with tomorrow.
Indeed you do. Let's start with the Triple Crown Championship. And I, we were all witness throughout this show out in the green room. You John with Jobu. You and Jobu having an interesting little conversation there. El Vacant pointed out that Jobu may be setting it up for Killer Neptune to possibly sneak in there and win, because if the two of you are having issues and decide to take each other out, that might be an interesting opening for Killa tomorrow to win the Triple Crown Championship.
It's an interesting theory, and if I didn't know who and what Killa was, he might be right. But I know that Killa is an opportunist. I know that he likes to play mind games. I know that he likes to, you know, allow distractions to happen and then take advantage of them. I understand that. He is a thinking man's wrestler. Like, look, I mean, just take one look at him. You take one look at him and look at the things he's done. He doesn't have the record he has because he's a physical specimen. He doesn't have the record he has because he's just bigger, stronger, and faster than everybody out there. He has the record he has because he's smart, right? And say what you want about him. He plays the clown. He plays the troll, but he is smart. The problem is he is not smart enough, because come tomorrow, not only am I going to beat Jobu within an inch of his life and have fun doing it, but then I will use his broken and battered body to beat down Killa. And then once I place a knee on both of their chests and get the 1, 2, 3, you will have the two words that the fan base of the Immortal has come to know and love. And still.
And of course, right now, as it is, you are holding three belts, the Triple Crown being one of them, Ultimate Gauntlet and Supreme Fighter. But you are, of course, looking to hold a fourth title as well tomorrow at Unyielding, win it for the 8th time.
It has ring to it, doesn't it?
It would definitely be something. No doubt about it. And of course, we all know the terror that you've been on. You have been a freight train, plowing through opponent after opponent after opponent over the last couple months to get to this spot, to get back to the World Heavyweight Championship, to get back at facing STB. Now, I want to point out, last year at Unyielding, you won the World Heavyweight Championship. This year, will it be deja vu?
History does like to repeat itself. And if anyone knows that better than anyone else around here, it's me. So, yes, I fully expect that I will be going into Immortal once again, as is only my rightful place, as the RAWF World Champion. And you've already got people running their mouth about who's going to face me, who's going to be in the main event at Immortal, as is well and proper. I understand wanting to share the spotlight in my pay-per-view. I understand. It is a very honored place. I get why you would want that. But frankly, it doesn't matter which of you get the shot, because I'll still be walking out with my title. You see, I tied a record. I don't like ties. So when I win this title tomorrow, expect me to have it for a long, long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Immortal Griffith looks to win the World Heavyweight Championship for the 8th time tomorrow at Unyielding against STB, the man who beat him for it back in Black Friday. So, all right. Good luck to you again, Griffith. Two big matches. We'll see what happens. And any final words for any of your opponents tomorrow?
No, but I do have a warning for some people who've been running their mouth. Swords and scimitars and your little lackeys. Let's be clear. You're good. You might even be great.
but you are far from the greatest tag team this company has ever seen. And if you keep running your mouth, I'll bring another tag team into this company that will put you in the dirt. Doesn't take much to go look around to see who I tag with and where and how dominant we are. Let's just say gods don't stand a chance. What will you do?
All right. Thank you, Griffith, and good luck. All right, folks, back to the promotion segment now, since we only got 7 minutes left to go of the program. I already got marks out of the way. Cougs, did you have anything to promote tonight?
I just want to promote Judgment's match. Everybody go check it out and see if he can keep his mind on it once the family gets involved.
All right. Thank you, Cougs. Maeve, anything to promote tonight?
Yeah, I'd just like to remind everyone that next week over in Papa Shaker's awareness company, there's going to be the Cerebral Palsy Awareness Tournament that I'm sponsoring. I will drop the link in the chat. If you are not a member of the company, just let me know and I will add you. The prizes are going to be the same payout as the St. Bridget's Tournament, so it's worth your time.
All right. You, Maeve, Judge, anything you have to promote tonight? Judge? Judge, are you there? Okay, well, we'll skip Judge then. Elevacant?
Yes, I just want to keep this short. Obviously, you know, for every pay-per-view, we like to have a special. For the truck, and here that we are in Miami, we've decided that the special for this weekend will be sorry, I'm trying to you know what, I can't remember the word in English, so I'll just say it in Spanish. It's a Cubano Topa. So yeah, sandwich. It's a Cuban sandwich.
Mm. All right, sounds yummy. And last but not least, the immortal Griffith.
Well, normally this would be, I'd say, something quippy, kind of putting some loudmouth in their place. But frankly, they don't deserve the attention. So simply put, tomorrow, come unyielding. You don't want to miss, once again, the immortal one making history as the 8-time RAWF World Champion. STB, you were warned. You were.
All right.
So many times. But you didn't listen. Now you reap what you sow.
All right. Thank you, Griffith. And yes, Waldy, thank you. I was going to do that. I was going to promote Papa Shaker's annual Autism Awareness Tournament is up for sign up. Thank you for posting the link in the chat for me. I appreciate that. Folks, please go and sign up for that tournament. It is always one of the best ones of the year, and certainly for a great cause. Real quick with us, we have to go to a commercial. We'll be right back in just a second.
Hola chico and chicas, I am here to talk to you about my own personal charity. We here at El Vacant Enterprises support the rescue and adoption of Donkey Show Donkeys. That's right, the retired Donkey Show Donkeys in Tijuana have a horrible, horrible life. And unless you donate today, we cannot rescue them and put them up in Elf Lady's barn. So, if you would like to make a donation, you can call me or send a check to... Shit, wait, where are we sending the check?
I don't know, ask the blonde man.
Okay, blonde man, where are we sending the check? Never mind. Make the check payable to El Vacant at 111 Freedom Road, Tijuana, Mexico, and I'll make sure it gets to the donkeys, okay? Okay.
Wow, you're still doing that, El Vacant?
Every year we make sure that the poor downtrodden sexual donkeys are taken care of.
One other thing. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, I want to point out that there was an official title name change here in RAWF. The Saturday Night title is no longer the Saturday Night title. It has been changed to the RAWF After Hours title per the championship committee making that decision. So we will have hopefully next week an After Hours title defense by the current title holder, Joe Boo, and that being next Saturday. But I'm going to sign us off with a song. This one goes out to Wildfire, just because I know she wants to have it stuck in her head. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We'll see you all tomorrow night for Unyielding. Say goodnight, Al Vagan.
Goodnight, Al Vagan.